From wherever you may be listening, glad to have you here. Our weekly conversation with Rick Limpert. And Rick, as we begin, you are in Las Vegas. Normally fun to joke a little bit about Vegas, and it's really not a joke what has happened out there at all the last week or so, and it's been hard. What's it like in Las Vegas right now?
Yeah, so I've been out here working since Wednesday, but a little different feel, I think. So, you know, that south part of the strip where the tragedy on Sunday happened, is part of it's been cut off and you can't get at. But I think it's been a pretty busy week and weekend out here, though. So Vegas rolls on even with all the problems it had.
And I know that you're out there doing some things, covering the new NHL team that is out there. We'll get to that in just a bit. But first, I want to remind people they can follow you on Twitter. The handle is Rick Roswell, ricklimpert.info, wirelesswednesday.live. And we have a lot to talk about today. You do. And usually when you think of Las Vegas, you don't think a lot about sleeping. You think more about staying up all night. But we're going to talk about some things, at least one, that has a lot to do with sleep technology, this bed jet.
Yeah, maybe when you get back from Vegas, you can use some of these sleep products. But I've been trying out BedJet, Sully. It is a cooling system for your mattress that keeps you cool. If you're hot, you get hot, or you sweat when you sleep. Sometimes I have that issue. This has helped. So it's provided better sleep, and it's I like it. It's just kind of a different feel to it, and this BedJet system is something to watch out for.
A lot of money to be made in sleep products. You see them advertised all the time on TV, and that's because people are just interested in getting a better night's sleep, aren't they?
Yeah, TV, radio, you hear these sleep products, and you wonder what works and what doesn't. So hopefully maybe we're cutting through some of the clutter here today and letting you know what I like.
Adaptive Sound Technologies Incorporated has a sound and sleep suite. Explain how this works and the benefits of it.
Yeah, a suite of products. They kind of look like radios a little bit, or clock radios that would sit next to your bed, but they provide distinct sounds. You can kind of program them for a little ambient noise that you want to hear while you're sleeping. One is good for, you can bring along for travel, and basically lets you set your own profile. So it'll tailor make kind of the sound that comes out of you to what you like or what you think gives you better sleep. And these are very cool products. They also have little charging ports for charging your devices overnight. They think of everything. So neat little products here. And, well, of course, I'll put the link on my website for Adaptive Sound Technologies.
And very compact they are, too. So an easy bedside fit. How about this DreamPad Smart Pillow? It is amazing, Rick, how many people are out there hawking pillows. What did you see about this one that makes it stand out?
I never realized the pillow industry was so huge, but we've talked about this DreamPad Smart Pillow before. I thought we'd revisit it a little bit. It's a very comfortable Smart Pillow. You think of these Smart Pillows, maybe they wouldn't be comfortable. This one is, so it will pump the music out. There's a speaker right in the pillow. You can Bluetooth it into your device and listen to your music at any volume throughout the night. It comes with a free app that helps you set it up, a timer, an alarm also in the pillow. And people are using these in hospitals and in other assisted living communities to help the people there, the patients there, get better sleep.
Pediatric hospitals of Duke, Stanford, and Harvard, those are not diploma factories. They know what they're talking about up there. So if you get to be affiliated with those places, that's kind of a good thing for your business and speaks an awful lot about your product. How about this snow cooling pillow with shredded memory foam? I'm not all the way down with the memory foam, Rick. Are you?
I am. I have memory foam pillows. I've been using them for years. I do like them. And the great thing is they come at all different prices, so you can kind of find one maybe that fits your budget and fits your needs. But this company called Protect-A-Bed, they make two products here. The next two we're going to talk about, the snow cooling pillow. Again, it's great to have that little cool feel you're trying to sleep. And then they make an allergen-free, dust mite, and waterproof memory foam mattress that you can put on your bed. So it gives you great support and comfort, but it's also clean and protected from spills, allergens, hopefully get this bed bug, and other insects that tend to gravitate toward mattresses. So this, again, is extra protection and extra health and safety for when you're sleeping.
And all of these are in the show notes, too. If you want to take a look at some of the products, just click on the links there. How about this floating comfort pillow by Metaflow? Have you yet to try this? I like the price point on this. It's only $35.99.
I love the price point. And supposedly one is en route to me, so maybe when I get home, I'll be able to try the floating comfort pillow. It's a pillow that, again, they're looking to improve your sleep and improve your comfort when you're sleeping. If you get stiff neck and stiff parts of your body when you're sleeping, it's supposed to help this, but it's water-based little technology in it. Kind of taking the old days of water. This has a little water capsule in the pillow. It's going to allow you to get a better feel and a better position when you're sleeping. This has been a very popular pillow in the countries. It's been sold far over 5 million of these have been sold, and I can't wait to try one out.
Well, we're chatting with Rick Limpert as we do each week, and really appreciate you tuning in from wherever you may be. Make sure you give Rick a follow on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell, and the hub for all of the things that you're doing throughout the week and throughout the year, wirelesswednesday.live. You're joining us from Las Vegas today, and I know that you're out there doing some things with the new NHL team that is there. How is hockey going to catch on in the desert?
I don't know. It appears to be pretty good. They had a big, some big watching parties. They played their first game on Friday night, Sully, against at Dallas, and they won. So they're 1-0, an expansion team. But a lot of viewing parties. Every gift shop you go in, they're selling Vegas Golden Knights hats and T-shirts. So they got a new arena they're playing it in. So they're doing it upright. I think tourists gives them another option when they come to Vegas. First time ever for professional sports here. So mix that in with boxing and all the UFC and the other things. And sports fans in Vegas have had more choice when it comes to things that maybe they want to do outside of the gambling and the casino.
Gets me a little nostalgic talking hockey, and it makes me miss the Thrashers. And that was the second NHL team, Rick, that packed up a Mayflower truck and took off out of here.
To me, when in Atlanta, there was no better live sport to watch than when the Thrashers were in town. And it's, you know, again, we've talked about it. It's too bad what's happened. And now Las Vegas.
Well, I know that it is a tough situation in Vegas this week, and people are still very sad and will continue to be for some time. We'll continue to direct our thoughts towards the people there and the victims of the horrific acts that took place there. But good to join you, and thank you for the time, as always, Rick.
My sentiments, exactly, Sully. Thanks.